Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call, is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing testing that your doctor will never do for you. That's right. Testing that your doctor will not do for you. You can also reach us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.become29again.com. As always, we talk about the health of our country. This year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of Americans, adults, have diabetes, have hypertension, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. Do you know that in 1950, there was less than 500,000 people in the country who had diabetes? This year alone, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. 750,000 joint replacement procedures were done in 2007. By 2015, over 2 million joint procedures will be done. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians. In the same time, there were 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. That tells us that more people are seeking out alternative medical practitioners than physicians like myself. There's something wrong with that picture. You know, Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. That's correct, because with the right nutrition, you won't need physicians. And that's the reason why alternative medical practitioners are doing so well. Well, the first of the tests that we're going to talk about is neurotransmitter testing. We use a company called Neurosciences for this. And now the neurotransmitter testing is a test which tests the transmitters in your body. Now, we always talk about hormones. We talk about testosterone, and estrogen, progesterone, all that stuff. But no one ever talks about neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are the guys in the brain that transmit the information between your extremities and your outside stimulus and your brain. And this information, once it's relayed to your brain responds to this. When there is, when these neurotransmitters are off, you get things like anxiety, insomnia, depression, immune disorders, hormone imbalance, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, food sensitivities, intestinal permeability, menopause, mental hypersensitivities, ADHD, ADD, stress, adrenal fatigue. These are all can be caused by neurotransmitter abnormality. Well, let's just go through a few of them. Anxiety is a symptom that everyone experiences at some point in his or her life. In some individuals, it can be more than just occasional nervousness or stress. People with anxiety disorders often have symptoms that go beyond a simple response to a stressful stimuli, a stressful situation. As such, anxiety disorders are characterized by constant worry or panic, avoidance of certain situations, and nightmares or flashback of a traumatic event. The first step in developing an appropriate treatment plan is to determine the cause of the symptoms. It is now understood that chronic inflammation is commonly found in individuals with anxiety disorders. Chronic inflammation affects mood by alternating brain chemistry and hormones. Root cause of inflammation, infections, allergies, hypersensitivity should be investigated as part of the healthcare practitioner standard evaluation. Now, neurotransmitter testing can help identify this problem in some patients. Now, insomnia is a common medical complaint characterized by the inability to get a sufficient amount of sleep at night. This could be due to difficulty falling asleep or trouble staying asleep for an appropriate amount of time. Individuals with insomnia may also have fatigue or anxiety during the day due to lack of quality sleep during the night. Again, neurotransmitter testing can help with insomnia as well as anxiety. In depression, and depression is a medical condition that has both physical, biochemical, and emotional causes and consequences. This condition is not only characterized by feeling of low mood, loss of interest, worthlessness, and guilt, but it can also include body aches, difficulty concentrating, trouble sleeping, weight fluctuation, or low libido. Depression can occur in many different severities, ranging from mild sadness to loss of interest to suicidal thoughts, actions, but depression always has an underlying biochemical aspect. It is not understood that chronic inflammation is also a common cause of depression. Neurotransmitter testing can also help with depression as well as anxiety and insomnia. Immune disorders are characterized by either an underactive or overactive immune system and are often diagnosed and treated without considering root cause. Chronic inflammation and immune disorders can lead to a wide variety of chemical complaints such as depression, anxiety, insomnia, fatigue, and attention focus issues. Because there is an overlap in symptom expression for various immune conditions, it is important to consider the source of immune dysregulation when determining individual treatment. There is evidence that neurotransmitter abnormality can cause immune dysfunctions. Symptoms of immune dysfunction include recurrent infections, inflammation, fatigue, allergies, and hypersensitivity. There's chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. There are several studies by the Centers of Disease Control and others that have shown that between 1 and 4 million Americans suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome is cognitive issues include impaired memory or concentration, feeling of malaise lasting more than 24 hours, unrefreshing sleep, persistent muscle pain, headaches, or new type of severity. These can all be secondary to neurotransmitter abnormality. Food sensitivities. Now, food sensitivities is different from food allergies. Food allergies is usually the kind that you eat something and your tongue swell or you get rash and hives. Food sensitivities is the kind of thing that you really never notice. It's the kind of thing that you eat the food and the next day you notice that, you know, your ring doesn't fit. Or you eat the food and you get a little bloating, a little bit of gas, or you have a little farting that smells. You know, you have a little bit of belly pain. So food sensitivities are usually not life-threatening, but their symptoms can be pretty upsetting to the person. Right? And neurotransmitters can be a significant cause of food sensitivities. Intestinal permeability, leaky gut, can also be caused by neurotransmitter problems. As a matter of fact, serotonin, one of the neurotransmitters that we commonly think about, 85% of it is made in the GI tract, not in the brain. Menopause and hormone imbalances can also be caused from neurotransmitter abnormalities. You know, we don't think about those things, but it can. You know, types of things that have been caused from that, like hot flashes, night sweats, irritability, irregular missing periods, sexual difficulty, brain fog, can all be caused from neurotransmitter problems. Neurotransmitter problems can also be caused from mental hypersensitivities. It can cause those things. It can cause stress. And, of course, the most common one that we see these days is ADD, ADHD. You know, we have patients, we have kids in there, before they even become 10 years old, are being put on ADD medications that you know they're going to be on for the rest of their lives, when it could be a neurotransmitter problem that can be resolved with a few treatments and the child can be doing so much better than being on these things for the rest of their lives. So these are just some of the things that neurotransmitter testing can help with, not to mention stress and adrenal fatigue. Now, the way we test neurotransmitter testing is we draw some blood and we send it off, or it can be tested with sputum and we can send those off. But the bottom line is that the neurotransmitter testing gives you invaluable information. And as a physician, you know, I was a physician since 1983. Incidentally, I'm only 29. And I was born in 83, and I actually graduated from medical school at the same time that I was born and everything else. You know, but the point that I'm trying to make, as a physician since then, I had never done a neurotransmitter test until about 4 years ago. And most physicians in general don't even know about neurotransmitter testing because they don't do it. And there's so many problems that we have that neurotransmitter testing can help fix. See, in medicine, we put band-aids on things. We never try to find the cause of the problem. What is this? What we do is we diagnose something, we put you on a pill, and you're going to be on it for the rest of your life. We don't try to find the underlying cause so we can treat the problem so you don't have to be on a medication for the rest of your life. Neurotransmitter testing is one of those tests that we can do to help alleviate a lot of those drugs that we take. The second test I want to talk about is testing for neurofeedback testing. Now, neurofeedback, again, these are another one of those tests that as a physician I had never done until actually 3 years ago. But, you know, we use a company called ClearMind that has a system that will actually look at your brain waves in your brain. And by looking at the brain waves, it could actually diagnose whether there's a problem with your brain, like in the EEG. But, you know, before we go on, let me just stop a second and remind you that this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams, and you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio. You can reach me at 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Or alternatively, you can call us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.become29again.com. That's become29again.com. Now, we'll talk about neurofeedback testing. Now, basically, what we do is you come to the office, we put a little device on your head, and it takes about 12 minutes, and in that 12 minutes, we can diagnose from what you call a neural map what your brain looks like. It will tell us the areas of your brain that are normal and the areas that are abnormal or there's a problem with. And with neurofeedback testing, once we have the results of that test, we can then go ahead and give you treatments that will help with some of these conditions. All right? Now, the question is, how does this system work? What is it? All right? First of all, it's a state-of-the-art system which combines the EEG, driven auditory and visual feedback to give the neural map. Now, how does a training work? If you signal the brain through a light source, the brain will learn to make normal brainwave patterns through the guided feedback. Continuous feedback retrains the brain to reduce abnormal activity and stay within normal range. Eventually, the brain learns how to stay within normal ranges without neurointegration training and is able to sustain normal activity independently. The mechanism is through reorganization of functional pathways in the brain. Many breakdowns in health start with subtle changes in the brain chemistry, which alter brain waves in very specific ways. Brain waves can be measured using the electrodes, similar to the EEG, to help with this problem. By normalizing brainwave patterns, your central nervous system learns how to self-regulate, directing you away from debilitating, painful, destructive disorders into reclaiming your well-being. Typically, patients experience a significant shift in awareness during the first session. Balancing the brain and calming the nervous system allows new neuronal patterns to form. When properly balanced, the rhythms result in optimal brainwave patterns. Our emotions are a reflection of these rhythms in our brains. So neurointegration feedback training is a type of biofeedback. The body has a limited capacity to sense information coming from inside itself. However, if you monitor any biological process, amplify it, and feed it back to the brain, your brain can change it. Neurointegration training addresses problems of brain dysregulation, which includes anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD, OCD, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, head injuries, memory loss, migraines, PMS, and sleep disorders. Neurointegration training is training in self-regulation. Self-regulation is a necessary part of proper brain function. Again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. Growing Younger, the Truth Shall Set You Free. On KTSA Radio 550, our call-in number is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, you can also call us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or you can call us on the internet at www.become29again.com. A third test that physicians seem to neglect is doing micronutrient testing. Now, again, this is a test that I didn't do until about 3 years ago. Now, there's only one reason why we eat food. We eat food because our bodies need nutrition. That's correct. You know, the areas between your lips and your rectum, I say it's outside your body, not inside your body. It's a tube that runs through you. And, you know, if you swallowed a coin, the next day it will be in your stool. That coin never really entered your body. It just went straight through that tube. Now, the purpose of your GI tract is to get nutrition into your body. And when you have problems with nutrition getting into your body can go downhill. For instance, as I mentioned before, the tools for your body is minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Those are the things that are required by the body to make things in it. But the body also requires carbohydrates. It requires amino acids and fatty acids. Now, if you have problems, if you have GI problems such as diarrhea or constipation or bloating, if you do not have a regular bowel movement every day, then there's a problem with your GI tract. And it means that your body needs a tune-up. Your body needs to be working more efficiently. When your GI tract is not working properly, you are only absorbing maybe 50% of the nutrition that you eat. Now, why is that important? Well, you know, an apple from 1950 has 10 times the nutritional value of an apple from today. But why is that? You see, with the way we do farming, the minerals are in the soil. If you have an acre of land that has a certain amount of minerals, and you plant 1,000 apple trees on it, that those apples will have the minerals from that acre of land. But then if you turn around and you plant 1 million apple trees on that same lot, then each apple will then have a equivalent less amount of minerals because the minerals have to be spread amongst those apples. So when you become more productive at producing fruits and vegetables, it means that if it's growing on the same piece of property, the more you produce, the less minerals is in each of these substances. So today when you eat, so today when I say an apple from 1950 has 10 times the nutritional value, it means that an apple today, you have to eat 10 of them to get the same nutritional value of one from that time. So the point that I'm trying to make is that the foods we eat is low in nutritional value. And if you don't measure that, sometimes your body can be low in minerals and vitamins. And when it's low, it affects what your body can and cannot do. And without testing, you do not know the results of this. Unfortunately, I will not have enough time to go into the nutrient testing and the rest of the testing we'd like to do, but we'll catch it up on a future show to come on. I just want to let you know that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. My phone number is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959, or you can call us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.become29again.com. That's become29again.com, like me. Thank you very much. You all have a great day, and I'll see you all next week. This is Dr. Vernon Williams.